Okay, so here's an interesting question, Richard. Why do you so-called Bible Christians hate Roman Catholic people so much?
Very good question. We are not the ones who hate Catholics. We're the ones who love Catholics. And I thank God it's by loving Catholics and teaching them the truth that I see many. I won't give the many thousands and thousands of people in different languages and in different parts of the world who've come to faith through the ministry that we have. We see many, many people come to the Lord. We love them. And Catholics who come to the Lord are so grateful that it is an amazing, amazing, amazing gift. By God's grace, I have published 4 books, and close to my heart, and in some ways more dear to my heart, is the 4th book that I published, called On the Wings of Grace Alone, a lovely title, The Testimonies of 30 Converted Catholics. And that book is priceless. On the Wings of Grace Alone, The Testimonies of 30 Converted Catholics. It shows Catholics who were in the Catholic Church and then who were witnessed to by Bible believers, sometimes people like myself, sometimes actually myself, and that they heard the Word of God and that they became believers. And they are exuberant in their praise of God to save them, because they know it was all of grace, like it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. They had come out of a church that teaches it is of works, it is of the sacraments of the new covenant, paragraph 1129 of their catechism of the Catholic Church. And they were so thankful to God. And so we're not the ones who hate Catholics, we're the ones who love Catholics. And I would urge you, if you're able to obtain a copy of that book, you'll see how to obtain our book on our webpage, marianbeacon.org, and just click in books, and you'll see how to obtain that book, On the Wings of Grace Alone, The Testimonies of 30 Converted Catholics. These Catholics came to faith and they were so thankful to God. And they were thankful that God used people like Stuart Quint and others and Greg Bentley and people like myself to give the word. And it is amazing. And people like others of Dayspring Fellowship in Texas, many of the ladies there have witnessed to Catholic ladies and to others and seen people come to salvation. It is wonderful to see God's grace and that the Lord uses us to give the word. And I urge you, Bible believer watching this, pray for a love for souls and a love for Catholic people. There are more people saved out of the Catholic Church than any other system calling itself Christian. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Catholics saved year after year. And I urge you to have a love for the lost and a love for those who are deceived by a church that teaches that the sacraments of the covenant, of the new covenant, are necessary for salvation. As I said before, paragraph 1129 of the Catechism. It's by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And if you're Catholic, look to the Lord God and ask Him to give you the faith and the grace, and He will graciously give it to you. And then make an act of faith. Father, I trust in Jesus Christ and Him alone for my salvation, that I may have peace with you today and all the days of my life. He will answer your prayer, and you will know in the scriptural words a joy unspeakable and full of glory. So we are not those who hate Catholics. We love them and give to them the word of life and see many thousands come to faith. And we thank the Lord for this, that He would deign to use all witnessing to His glory. We give Him the praise, the glory, the worship, and the honor. May His name be praised forever. Amen.